Sports and recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Weck is with us today. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Lori. How are you doing today?
Good. Let's talk baseball.
Yeah, let's talk some baseball.
You've been out in Rapid City. Tell us about the trip.
Yeah, we went out to Rapid City last Tuesday. The Class A American Legion baseball tournament for South Dakota was out there. Started on Wednesday and concluded on Sunday. We had some discussions, going back to sometime in June, right after longtime post 22 coach Dave Plouffe had passed away, and some discussions started taking place around that and doing a story type of thing, and then it kind of just ballooned because the more we looked at post 22, the more history we ended up finding, and we found out obviously very quickly that Dave Plouffe, being a longtime coach there for 47 years, is a massive part of the history of Post 22, but there's so much more history that goes on out there. And it kind of revolved into a discussion of let's go out there and see what we can do. Let's try to showcase this great organization that has had numerous accolades over the last 50, 60 years. And yeah, it was just an absolute blast, Lori. I mean, the weather was great for the most part, minus the 2-hour rain delay that we had on Thursday when we went out there. But no, it was a lot of fun. And I think just getting a chance to talk to people, we did 11 different interviews. I got all the transcripts back now of all those interviews that we did. 72 pages of transcripts I have to go through now. But the broad picture that we're looking at is we wanted to produce about 4 to 5 digital shorts that can come out of this exclusively online at on our SDPB Sports Facebook page. And we also now are also going to plan on producing a half-hour documentary that will air sometime in October.
All right. So tell me how Legion is broken down. Legion baseball is broken down with the posts. Help me get my mind around that.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Just the whole concept of Legion baseball has been just tremendously interesting to learn more about, because obviously there's a lot of different baseball things that happen in the summer. There's little league baseball. Kids play high school baseball, but high school baseball is obviously separate than American Legion baseball. And I think the one thing that I took away that I thought was really interesting is they have a code, Lori, that they talk about. And the code is, I will keep the rules, keep faith with my teammates, keep my temper, keep myself fit, keep a stout heart in defeat, keep my pride under in victory, keep a sound soul, a clean mind, and a healthy body. And they recite that code. A member of the Legion Commission recites that code before every single Legion baseball game. Doesn't matter if it's regular season, middle of the season tournament, or the state tournament. That code is read by a Legion representative before every game. And it was kind of interesting, too, because there was obviously a lot of people there that we were talking to. John Kirshner is on the commission for the Legion board, and he was one of the 4 or 5 Legion people that rotated to read that code every day. And one of the questions I had asked him was, what's kind of the importance of this code? And his response is actually pretty interesting. I'll let you hear it.
They're out there for more than to play baseball. They're out there also to learn good sportsmanship, good citizenship. And since it's sponsored by the American Legion, which is a military organization, you know, they get the values from that, what liberty is all about. And I know some of the kids don't appreciate doing it all the time, but you know, it has to keep themselves fit, keep my temper, keep a stout heart in defeat, keep my pride under in victory. It's for citizenship, and in addition to that, just to make them better Americans, we hope.
So you can see right there, it is run by a military organization, and you know, they take pride in all that kind of stuff.
I love his awareness that not all the kids really dig having to do the code.
Yeah, I think
he has a sense of like, yeah, I get it, I get that.
Yeah, and you can see it too. I mean, you take your hat off as well, not just for the national anthem before games, but you take your hat off as well when they read the code. And it's kind of interesting too, because you'll see other members of the media, of the military, that are kind of surrounding the ballpark that will also repeat the code as the players do too, because they'll say, I will keep the rules, keep the rules, and everybody else, there's other people in the stands that'll also recite it that have that military background that understand what Legion ball is all about. One other thing I do want to touch on, though, real quick here, too, Lori. We obviously went out there because we wanted to showcase what post 22 baseball is, but we didn't, you know, we weren't really going into it to like look at, oh, who's going to win this year and things like that. You know, that wasn't one of the things we took away, but I do think it is important to talk about the results because the results of this tournament are also a little bit historic. Post 22 did not win this year. Pierre and Mitchell were both just powerhouse teams, and it kind of came down to the wire. It went right down to the final game, the championship game on Sunday between Pierre and Mitchell, and Pierre got the 12-10 victory. And you may think, okay, good for Pierre, that's awesome. Post eight, they're getting a championship, but it was their first Legion baseball championship, state baseball championship in Pierre since 1968.
Wow.
Talk about ending a long drought.
So then are they done now? Do they play next year? Or what's their season like?
Yeah, so actually, funny you bring that up, because Pierre Post 8 right now is actually playing up in North Dakota for the National Regional Tournament.
Okay.
And if they win that tournament, there's a group of teams up there. If they come away winning that tournament, then they will go to the Legion World Series. Post 22 won the Legion World Series in 1993, and that was a very historic moment. A lot of people from Rapid City and Post 22 kept going back to that and how big that was for the community. There was a parade when they got back, and the players were involved in the parade, and it was just really interesting to hear. And one of the things we did as well is we went over to Dave Plouffe's house. Dave Plouffe, obviously, as I had mentioned earlier, has passed away, but his wife, Patty Plouffe, is still around. And so we went over to their house to talk to Patty Plouffe, and she gave us a VHS of the 1993 championship game. It's got the championship game start to finish. And from being the nerdy sports person I am, I'm really excited to sit down and watch that.
any idea how, this is like Friday night at Nate Wexler's.
Right, Friday night, you know, just sitting down with the popcorn watching a 1993 high school American Legion baseball game.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. Any idea, Nate, of how Pierre is doing right now in that tournament?
Yeah, they're actually up 11-2 right now in the middle of the eighth inning over Ham Lake. So those you can follow today's KCCR on Twitter. They're doing live tweets, live tweet updates and things like that to keep fans that aren't able to listen to the game informed as well through the portals of social media.
All right. So if they win, what happens? They go on to what? Do you know?
Yeah. If they end up coming away, well, if they win this one, it's very much like the state tournament, National Regional Tournament. So it's going to be a process of a few days. It's double elimination again. And then if whatever team comes out on top in that region, I believe there's eight regions throughout the country. And then each winner goes to the Legion World Series, which I believe, I'm not quite sure on the date, but that one is probably coming up, I would say, in the next week and a half to 2 weeks.
All right. In 30 seconds, Nate, can you tell me something about the athletes themselves and how they sort of approach Legion ball versus, you know, playing for their high school?
I think the one thing that we really understood very quickly is just the amount of respect that the coaches all have for each other, that the players have all have for each other, and the respect that the coaches and players have for the people that are officiating the games, the umpires, those types of individuals. I mean, it's all they're competing and they want to win and it gets competitive, but at the end of the day, you know, what a cool thing to be a part of. You're a part of Legion baseball. You're playing high school sports. You've got 2,000 fans in the stands watching the game, all having a great time. I mean, really, isn't that all what it's all about? Enjoying the game of baseball, America's pastime, and playing in the summer under the lights, nice weather. I mean, it's just a really cool atmosphere. If you've never been to an American Legion state tournament, I hadn't either. Go check it out in the future because it really is a blast.
Nate Weck, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.